Praise God. Thank you, worship team, for that wonderful worship time. Hallelujah. So, yeah, as the song, the final song that we sang this afternoon, we are one in the Spirit, we are one in the Lord. So, how can... there are times that we seem to really feel alone, right? In our walk in this kind of life, sometimes we feel alone. But if we only try to sink in our hearts the truth that we are actually not alone. The moment we belong to Christ, so we already have a family that we can call our own, and we are one in the Lord. It's sharing time. This time is sharing time, prayer request, and if you just have something to say, an encouragement, or whatever you want to announce, or if you're having a baby, or what. No, I'm just joking. Anyway, yeah, I'll go first. God's timing is really amazing, right? We don't own our time, but God knows when is the perfect timing for us. As I have shared to you before, I've been studying my master's degree from 2011, and it's I would say I often lose patience in waiting. Waiting is a very hard time. Waiting for something that you really don't know if it will come or not. Yeah, so Grace can identify it with me. Yeah, God's timing is really great. I have been studying masters for quite a long time already. And if I had insisted my own desire, maybe my study will not be realized because of lack of resources, of financial resources. But God's timing is really perfect. He allowed me to be delayed this far, this long time, to provide for me. It was so amazing to know that my co-teacher suddenly just said, as I shared before, that they will buy the materials for my study, and it was just mind blowing in my part, because the English books are not cheap, they are really expensive, and I feel really very honored and blessed by God for using them as the channel of blessings. So the school purchased 5 sets of books for me, for my study. And so amazing. They said, you can use the books all you want, and then after your study, you can put the books in our library. And it was just very comforting in my part. And my study is pretty going on well, having a good positive results. So the students are also enjoying it, the reading of English. And God really provided me a lot of inputs, just like last Sunday. I was with Jim. So I was with Jim in that extensive reading seminar, a seminar that is really appropriate for my study. So usually the seminar is every 2 years. I think 2 years ago it was in Osaka, and this year in Hiroshima. So it was just a perfect timing for my study, because I've been looking for resources and information about my study. And last Sunday was really like enlightening about what is going on with my research, and also what is really best to be done. And I'm praising God for how He has used Jim to be a channel also of blessing for me to be in that once in a lifetime experience of meeting authors of the books that I'm reading, studies that I'm really quoting for my research. So I met the authors, I met the researchers. It was just, I would say, overwhelming in my part to really know a lot from them firsthand. So thank you very much for praying for me. And thank you also for praying for my son, Chris. So he's now in Cebu. So he was able to manage having the trip alone. Well, I'm proud of him. Like, he really made it by himself. Like, checking in it all in English and Bisaya language. So it's, I would say, maybe Chris is already ready to manage himself. So I'm looking forward to really hear more from him. Right now, he was made, I would say, some sort of teacher at this time. For 2 weeks, he will teach typing to the orphan kids. So they have internet time. They have typing class, and Chris is the teacher. So, yeah. And the feedback was, your son is a strict teacher. He said, no Facebook, no internet, no music. Just concentrate on typing. And he was just looking at it. While the kids are doing their typing. So I said, okay, that's better. To really, he is trying to show the young kids some sort of discipline. So he is really looked up as a senpai in that orphanage. Although some of the orphan kids are of his age. But because he is very tall and large man, they thought Chris was older. But actually, Chris, some of them are of the same age. So Chris is doing fine, and they're having fellowship. And yeah, thank you very much for praying for him. And please continue to pray for him also, as he will be going back to the university at the end of this month. So yeah, please continue to pray for him. Yeah, thank you so much, really. I really want to thank you for how you have included me and remembering me in prayers. God has taught me a lot of things lately, like patience, waiting, and minding what are more important. Like, we have a lot of challenges in life, like per very personal matters in life, but God is telling me it's not your time, but I have my timetable. You just have to wait. Everything will just be laid down in order, according to His will. But right now, I'm kind of really feeding my spirit and my soul with more of the Word of God that I have learned before. Because many times, because of our problems, we tend to forget the promises of God in the Bible. So we keep on coming back to the Word and fill our hearts again with those promises that are really from the Lord, the faithful promises of God. So it helps me a lot being alone in the house. So yeah, thank you so much. It's not easy to be alone. Really not easy. Nobody will cook for you. No, you have to cook by yourself, but also you have to take care of everything and all those mind-boggling thoughts that really are bothering. So thank you so much for praying that and let's continue to keep ourselves, to remember ourselves in prayer, because we are one in the family. We are one. Thank you so much, and this time is your time to share.
My name is Mihoko. Some of you might still remember Helen Shore. She returned to America 3 years ago. And she and her husband were here for nearly 10 years. And Helen and we, four Japanese, all Christians, studied together once a month using Skype. And tomorrow is our Bible study. And we are studying this part of the Ephesians. Let me share. We have learned that enemy is invisible, but he is enemy is real. So we are studying this part, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 20. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers and against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand firm, then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of praise. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. It is to study this part of the Bible is a really blessing because the enemy is invisible. So I am weak and I am easily distracted with so many things in my daily lives. But this Bible tells me that we have to be ready always. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Darcy. I'm going to make this a little taller. Sorry, Michelle. Art and Megumi are not here today because they are both sick with a cold. They're fine. They're just a little pitiful. And I have a little bit of something in here. You can hear it a little bit. Please pray for just health to return to our family. It's unusual for me to get a little bit sick. Usually everyone else falls down and is sick and I'm fine. But I think I've been really tired for a long time. Yesterday, the Lord really encouraged me with Jeremiah 31:25. For I will satisfy the weary soul, and every languishing soul I will replenish. It's Jeremiah 31:25. And I just was really struck by that yesterday because I feel like I've been weary. It's been a lot of transitions and a lot of new things and a new baby and Art's had a hard time, and I've had to be kind of, like, steady, and I think it's kind of finally the time where I'm like, oh, it's been hard, and I'm tired. And the Lord says he'll replenish me. He'll satisfy my weary soul. And this morning, driving to church, I was listening to a worship CD one of my friends bought for me and emailed to me, and one of the lyrics was, when I want to bury how I feel, you say, child, let your heart begin to heal. I was just thinking about that, like, kind of how I do is like, I need to just do it. I need to keep doing it. I need to work hard, and I need to be steady. I need to hold my family together. And the Lord's like, I get all that. But what about the part where you're just like, this has been hard, Lord. Like, I'm tired. He's like, tell me that. Talk to me about like how you're feeling. And then I can heal it. So just really encouraged by that this morning. And I just want to share that because it might encourage others of us. Like, it could be a big thing. It can be a small thing. But when we actually just don't, like, when we just talk to it, because we, like, might not even, like, for me, it's like, I'm just going along. I'm not trying to bury my feelings. But it hasn't been a lot of time to deal with my feelings. And the Lord's like, let's do that now. Let me just continue to heal you and help you to have greater joy and greater freedom. So, yeah, appreciate your prayers for that, for letting the Lord heal my heart, whatever that means. I don't feel particularly, like, it's great. Like, it's wonderful. It's, I don't feel particularly brokenhearted or, like, really hurting. But I know that I am a little bit more than I know that I am. Does that make sense? Like, God knows there's a little more there to heal and to touch than I'm aware of. That's always how it is. He knows our hearts better than we know our hearts. And he can heal our hearts, and we actually cannot heal our own hearts. So just pray for that with me, and I'll pray for that for you. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. My name is Grace. I want to thank God. And just like our sister Michelle shared, sometimes we have to go through long periods of waiting. And especially when you don't know what you are expecting, then it's really a difficult time. As many of you know, I started working at Hiroshima University from 2014 April. And I am a researcher. And the kind of job I do, your career progresses based on how much results you're able to get, and not just get, but you have to publish your results in an international journal. So I finished my work, and around 1 year ago, I started to submit my work to different journals. And it couldn't be accepted, and it was really a difficult time. So my boss suggested some revisions, some improvements to my project, of which we did, and we finished. And then now I resumed my submission. So I really hoped this submission will go through because, yeah, I had so much faith. So I submitted my paper on 3rd of September. And usually the paper has to go through some stages. So usually the editor receives your paper. And if he thinks it's an interesting project, he will send it to a group of reviewers, 2 or 3. They review your paper, and they send it back to him with their comments. And then he decides whether they will publish your paper or they think it's not too good for their journal. So on 12th of September, the editor sent the paper to the reviewers. So I had hope that probably he thinks my project is good. And the reviewers should check my work and give their comments. So the reviewers are specialists in my field. The editor is not, or maybe very little. So that was 12th of September. He sent to the reviewers, and that was the first time it was being sent to the reviewers, because previous all the journals sent it back to me from the editor, just showing that they are not interested in your work. So after about 2 weeks, on 27th of September, so I can track the work on their system online. On 27th of September, the reviewer sent back the paper to the editor. Usually the editor doesn't have so much work to do, so usually he should reply to me as soon as the reviewers get the paper back to him, because he just looks at their comments, whether they think the work is good or not, and then he communicates back to us. So I've been waiting. Why the editor cannot tell me what the reviewer said from 27th of September, you know? And the longest waiting time is usually the reviewing time, because they have to read through all your work, and it's a lot of work, and there may be 2 or 3 people, so they need like a month or more. But once the editor gets back from the reviewers, he just makes a decision, you know, because they give him a kind of a conclusion. So he just takes the conclusion and tells you we are going to accept your work or not. So I've been waiting since 27th of September. I don't know if I have to prepare for another journal. Because once you change the journal, you have to rewrite your paper, kind of, because every journal has its own style. So the faster they tell you, the better, because you have to rewrite it and then send to another journal based on their guidelines. So I waited and I waited, and I began to grow impatient, you know, as my sister said, because you're just waiting, you don't know what you're waiting for. And then just this past week, I sent a message to Darcy. I told her, I'm growing impatient. Why the editor cannot tell me what they decided? The faster he does, the better. If I have to search another journal, I will do it, because it's just not, yeah, good, just waiting. And every day, you know, I'm logging on their system like 100 times every day. I'm checking every 10 minutes, the editor, why it's not changing. So maybe a day or two after I messaged her, and she prayed for me, I believe, I checked the system. Oh, I see the it has changed. Decision being made. Okay. Then I quickly emailed my boss. Oh, finally the system has shifted from editor to decision. Okay. It sent back to the reviewers again. I don't know why. The same day, just 18th September, yeah, American time, I think, which is 19th here. The article went back to reviewers. And I'm wondering why again the system is taking back to the reviewers. So I have to wait again. But the same day again, it shifts to decision being made, you know. I'm just laughing at the system because it's just changing. But anyway, I told my boss, oh, now the system is saying decision being made. So we should expect an email today, possibly. Yeah, and then later in the day. Of course, when I see that now, I have to check every 3 minutes or so, you know. Anyway, it's really interesting, but God keeps us through that waiting time, because he knows what is best for us. He knows why I couldn't. I had actually hoped that I'll publish my paper last year by the end of, yeah, my 3 years or so, but God has a divine plan for us. He knows why he should keep us in a certain place waiting for unknown, you know, periods, unknown decisions, but he has the best for us. So finally, I get back the response now from the editor, and I just read the email. What is it called? The subject of the email: final decision for your paper. And you know, I'm wondering, so final decision means what? Means now they are not going to deal with it. I didn't read the content of the email. I'm just still thinking about the subject, because it's saying final decision. Okay, it's long since I submitted a paper, so I don't know what definitions of this kind of thing. So to me, I'm thinking about the word final. Okay, what does this final mean? And remember, I've not even read the content of the email, so I begin to freak, because I'm thinking final means they are done with me. I have to move on, you know. So I take some time, and then now I access the email, and it's really amazing, you know. Usually, for scientific journals, two or three reviewers have to read your work, and they judge, and the editor has to take their judgment and weigh between taking it or not. I was surprised only one reviewer reviewed my paper. So the editor writes the email, and then he posts the comments down. He said, read the reviewer comments below. I just read one reviewer. Where is the another one? The email is finished. Just one reviewer, it means it's easier work for you, because once you get three reviewers, they're all giving you contradicting comments, contradicting instructions, and you don't know what to do. But my paper was just amazingly reviewed by only one reviewer, and so his comments are just direct and specific, and I just read them, and immediately I send to my boss, and he doesn't believe. He's telling me I should send him the rest of the email, because according to him, he also thinks we should have two or three reviewers. So he sends me, can you please send me the whole thing? I'm telling him that's all that we have, really. Yeah, and he already tells me what we are going to do. And so I have 4 weeks to revise my paper, and most likely they are going to accept it, because they told me when you send, try to send everything in final version so that we don't have to get back to you. So I really thank God for that. And I also thank him for the waiting time, you know. During waiting, it seems difficult and complicated, but at the end of it, you see the meaning of it, you know. God wants us to trust him more, to love him more through these periods of waiting, because if everything just works our way, then we don't have so much growth in us. But usually during this waiting time is when you learn so many things about God, and you share with people, and they pray, and you see the power of prayer, you know. Just so many things happen during waiting time. So I want to encourage you. Our miracles are all happening at different times. Some of us, it's taking years, you know, 2011 until now, it's a long time. Some of us, it's just weeks, days, you know, depending on the kind of answer you're waiting on God, you know. It may take long, but please wait on God, you know. And I want to encourage you, because some of us, our answers are coming faster than others, and maybe you're wondering, when will God visit me? Please do not be discouraged. God has a unique timing for each of us, you know. Just share with one of us so that we pray together with you, because maybe because some people testify here, probably you think they have strong faith or their prayers are powerful. It's not. You reach somewhere and you also want to give up. I just said, okay, let me tell Darcy, I'm just tired of waiting. I don't know. I just want to burst. Why I should wait? And especially because I am thinking it's going to be rejected. So why not just hear quickly so that I begin to think about that? So I'm so grateful to God for that. I'm hoping within 4 weeks. Please pray for me. They're asking me to do some things. I will discuss with my boss. They don't look so difficult, but yeah, we have to work on them and respond to them for them to accept our paper. Continue to pray for me also, because I have the same work is the one I'm going to present in San Francisco the conference starts on 9th of November to 13th. So we plan to be there. And something really amazing happened this week. You know, the conference I go to is mostly meant for doctors, so I have a lot of free time because I don't attend most of the sessions. Actually, my workmates are maybe 90% doctors. So there's so much clinical work that is happening at our conference, and I have lots of free time. And usually I prefer to meet someone I know or a friend so that we can do something together, especially because this time I'm going with Joyce. So a friend of mine is in Illinois, but I thought it's too far traveling there, you know. And I'm already spending so much because I have to pay for Joyce's costs. So I just thought I'll just go for the conference and walk around and then come back. And then the same friend, we had planned I will go, but finally I told her I may not go because at the same time I'm planning to go to Kenya for my brother's wedding. So I have to minimize the costs as much as possible. So I told her I'm not sure I'll visit you or not. She's the same friend who came to Washington last year when I went for the conference with her husband and her kid. So they're very kind. But this time she told me they don't have money to come to San Francisco. So I told her, maybe I will not visit you this time. Maybe next time we can visit you. And then the same friend is reminding me of our mutual friend who is in San Francisco. And why I didn't realize by myself. She's actually a former missionary in Japan. We met here in Japan when I was in Niigata. She's a very nice lady. She was working with Lutheran Church. She was a missionary here, and we knew each other. We have been communicating. She actually came to Hiroshima last year. Was it last year with her son? So I didn't realize she lives in San Francisco. So it's my other mutual friend who is telling me, by the way, you know, Lindsay is in San Francisco. Wow. And I'm going there, and you know, she has a son, and Joyce knows the son. They're actually friends. Why I didn't think about her all this time? Just this week, my other friend is reminding me. So immediately she tells me that, I say, oh, God, thank you that you're even connecting me to another sister in Christ, because she's such a lovely friend. So I immediately email her, and she tells me, wow. Because I remember last year when I went to Washington, she told me, next time you're in San Francisco, please visit me. But I've been planning for the conference, and I have no idea. I have a friend who actually wanted me to visit her, you know. And she has another baby now. So, you know, it's just like a perfect connection for us there. So by God's grace, we have somewhere we can go and visit a friend. She lives in San Jose, which is just like an hour away from San Francisco, so by bus or train. So we can go and visit her and even go to church together because we will be there for the weekend. And I just thanked God for that, how he just, because I would still not have thought about her. I just don't know how. Somehow the American states to me, I don't connect them so well. So I just said I have no friend in San Francisco. So we just plan our own time there. And then God uses my other friend, who is just our mutual. Actually, I'm closer to this lady because she was a missionary and I used to go to the Lutheran Church for the English Bible study. So we are closer than this other friend of mine who only knew her through me. But God uses her to remind me about this other missionary friend of mine. And we are set. We can visit them. We can spend the weekend. And now I'm looking forward to a beautiful time there, especially because I'll be with a sister in Christ whom we prayed together. We sang together. We fellowshiped together in just having another time together outside Japan will really be a blessing. So thank you so much. Let's continue to pray for one another. Some of us, our miracles are still in unknown places and we are waiting. So let's keep praying. And I know God is faithful. That's one thing you can know. God is faithful. He will not answer you at the time you want. You know, we set time points. I just hope by this spring I will do this, by this spring. But God, that's not what God probably is thinking. So just trust him. when you have to reach out, when you're overwhelmed, reach out to a sister or a brother to pray with you, you know. Sometimes just prayers of two people make a big difference in the spiritual realms, you know. Thank you so much.
Hello, everybody. How great to have a family like you. Thank you for your presence. Because a long time before I came here, and I was in the Philippines, actually I was praying for a great church that when I will come here, I have a church to praise the Lord or sing like this. And so I thank God for great protection and all the blessings that He has done in my life, also, and especially to my work. Rain or shine, and our work site, thank God for His protection that I always my body is always strong. So I want to share a song for the Lord. Well, how many of you do believe that someday or one day we have a great reunion in heaven? So the type of the title of this song is "What a Day That Will Be," and this is I think this is an old song, but the message of this song is every day is new. If you know the song, let's come and sing together. There's a coming a day when no heartache shall come, no more cloud in the sky, no more tears to dim the eye. All is peace forevermore on that happy golden shore. What a day, glorious day that will be. Oh, what a day, what will be, when my Jesus shall I see, when I look upon His face, the one who saved me by His grace. When He takes forevermore and led me to the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be. No more sorrows there, no more burdens to bear, no more sickness, no parting over there, and forever I will be with the one who died for me. What a day, glorious day that will be. Amen. How many of you believe that? Oh, what a day that will be when my Jesus shall I see, when I look upon His face, the one who saved me by His grace. When He takes me by the hands and led me to the promised land, What a day, glorious day that we live. What a day that will be when my Jesus shall I see. When I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hands and led me to the promised land. What a day, glorious day that